Let's assume that a business acquires inventory on credit. The invoice amount that the business should pay later is $5,000. This transaction affects two accounts. One asset account and one liability account. The asset account inventory increases by $5,000, and it should be debited. The liability account accounts payable increases too, and it should be credited by $5,000. 1 month later, the business pays to the supplier 20% of the total amount of the purchase. This transaction affects one asset account and one liability account. The affected asset account is cash account and it decreases. That's why it should be credited by $1,000. The affected liability account is accounts payable and it decreases too. This account should be debited by $1,000. The accounting software automatically posts all these journal entries into general ledger. In the beginning, the business makes a record of $5,000 on the debit side of the inventory account and $5,000 on the credit side of accounts payable. The first record shows that the business increases its inventory by $5,000. And the second record means that the business has an obligation of $5,000 to the supplier. After that, the business makes a record of $1,000 on the credit side of account cash, which means that money goes out. And $1,000 on the debit side of accounts payable, which means that the obligation to the supplier decreases by $1,000.